Covert Township, Michigan, is about 40 miles from the Indiana border. It's an area of woods and water right along the Lake Michigan shoreline. The hills here can rise 100 feet or more. They're heavily wooded, covered with lots of white pine and oak, as well as hemlock and cherry trees. They're also home to several endangered species. But what you might not realize is that these forests are growing on top of sand dunes. The woodsy dunes are part of a natural progression. Near the shore, dunes may not have any vegetation at all, but farther inland they begin to host beach grasses, then shrubs, and finally woods. Local resident Charles Davis spends his weekends walking the beach and hiking in these woods. He's met most of the folks who live nearby, but there are some neighbors he'd rather do without, and he's been gathering support against these sand dune mining operations for the past 2 years.
And I don't think anybody really knew what it meant to have a sand mine there. I mean, now we know. I mean, we've seen the results. We've seen how it destroys the land.
Most visitors here don't even know dune mining is going on because the operations aren't readily visible. But from the top of this hill, you can see one. In contrast with the lush hillside, this mining site is a barren landscape. Except for a few patches of grass, it's sandy and, for the most part, flat.
They'll clean off the trees, come over with a bulldozer, scrape off the topsoil, and there's the sand, and it's there for the taking. It may take 10 minutes to load up a truck, and that's all there is to it.
The sand is used to make casting molds for metal parts, like engine blocks in cars. It turns out dune sand is ideal for this use, because its high silica content makes it resistant to heat, and the grains are round and almost uniform in size. Because of these things, Hal Fitch says dune sand is critical to the economy. Fitch is with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, the agency that oversees sand dune mining.
The mining operations taking place right now on Michigan sand dunes supply about 30% of the foundry sand in the United States and about 90% of the foundry sand used in Michigan's automotive industry.
Back in the 70s, there was a lot of concern that mining was endangering the dunes, so Michigan passed the Sand Dune Protection and Management Act, which was amended in the late 80s. The act requires companies to obtain permits before mining the dunes. They have to submit an environmental impact statement and a reclamation plan. But despite this law, a new report from the Lake Michigan Federation says the dunes are in more danger today than they've ever been. And it says Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality is to blame. Tanya Kabbalah wrote the report. She claims that the DEQ hasn't levied any penalties or fines against mining companies and that no permits have ever been suspended or revoked.
In all the years since the act was passed, the DEQ has only denied one permit, and only that because there was a huge public outcry. It's very unusual for an environmental law to have, you know, zero fines, zero penalties, you know, and to be so laxly enforced.
Kabbalah hopes the report will mobilize support for a ban on all new sand dune mining and a gradual phase out of existing operations.
It is really pretty astounding to think that almost 30 years ago, people thought that the dunes were being protected, and they were not. And we believe that the time has come that there's enough public opinion to support protecting the dunes from mining.
For his part, the DEQ's Hal Fitch says it's important to understand the intent of the law. He says it was not meant to close down sand dune mining, but rather to work with the companies to correct any problems.
So some people would say protection of the dunes means you don't touch them. Under that definition, I guess they're not protected. But under the definition of the statute, they are being protected. And our intent in the DEQ is to strike that proper balance between the use of our resources and the protection of the environment, and I think we are doing that.
But mining opponents counter, the environment's been a low priority. And Tanya Kabbalah says the economic value of dune sand has been overstated.
I think one of the biggest problems is the belief that this sand is crucial to Michigan's manufacturing economy. And that's not true, and people need to know that.
According to a retired vice president from the Ford Motor Company, Ford stopped using dune sand about 30 years ago and started using inland sand instead. Robert Graham admits some slight changes had to be made in the manufacturing process, but he says the quality of the car parts is the same, and over time, the company has actually saved money. Tanya Kabbala says if Ford can make the switch, other companies can follow suit. She hopes the sand dune mining report will galvanize support to save the dunes and encourage manufacturers to find alternatives to dune sand. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Muskegon, Michigan.
The next piece is a wrap from Wendy Nelson. It is a shortened version of the feature we just fed you. It can be used separately or in conjunction with the feature, however you see fit. It also is embargoed until Tuesday, April 20th, so please wait to use it until then. It has a standard out cue, and it comes down in 3, 2, 1.
The report was issued by the Lake Michigan Federation. It claims that mining is a serious threat to the sand dunes and that the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality isn't enforcing existing law. Tanya Kabbala wrote the report. She says in the past 23 years, no penalties or fines have been levied against mining companies, and no mining permits have ever been suspended or revoked.
In all the years since the act was passed, the DEQ has only denied one permit. And only that because there was a huge public outcry. It's very unusual for an environmental law to have zero fines, zero penalties, you know, and to be so laxly enforced.
But DEQ officials say they are enforcing the law. They say it wasn't meant to stop sand dune mining, but rather to find a balance between economic and environmental interests. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Muskegon, Michigan.